This podcast is part of the Everyday Heroes Podcast Network, the network for first responders and those who support them.
I was like, oh, okay. I didn't say anything, and then I just put my hand over to where, like, you lock the doors. So you just hear the doors go, click. And then he looks at me, I'm like, now we're safe. And he's like, what the heck? He's like, you're the police.
Welcome to the Off Duty Podcast, the podcast where we interview the men and women of law enforcement and help you to learn about the person behind the badge. If this is your first time tuning in, thank you. My name is Anthony McNeil, retired police officer and your host. Let's get started.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to episode number 74 of the Off Duty Podcast. Once again, it's me, your boy, Anthony McNeil, back with a super fun, super fantastic guest joining me here on the podcast. This young lady has been in the law enforcement profession for 5 years now. She's a competitive shooter from the state of California. Please help me welcome Miss Toni McBride. Toni, how you doing?
Hi, Anthony. Thanks for having me.
Yes. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast. I had mentioned to Toni before we started, I knew this was going to be a fun podcast, and you guys will find out why here in a minute. I can already see this is going to be a good one. So make sure you listen to this whole episode. For all of you that listen to the podcast on a regular basis, you guys know how I start each episode off. And that's very simply, Toni, why law enforcement?
I mean, it seems cool. They got a good uniform. I mean, why not? You drive a cool car. No, actually, my dad, he's also a law enforcement officer as well. He actually has 31 years on this year. My uncle just retired as chief of San Bernardino. My cousin is also a cop. We have a bunch of cops in my family. So I was like, oh, all right, I'll just do that. You don't have to do school or anything. I'm like, yeah, sign me up.
So there was nothing before this? You went straight into the profession?
Oh, yeah, no. Like, as soon as I finished high school, you know, when I was in high school, I actually knew I wanted to be a police officer, even when I was really young.
Okay.
I knew I wanted to be a police officer, but I was just like, that's all I wanted to do. I don't want to go to school. I hate school, guys. I'm sorry. I know I'm supposed to be like, get an education, like go out there, get your degree. No, I hate school. Okay. I'm just going to go make some money. Bye.
Nothing wrong with that. To be honest, I was the same way. I went to school for 1 year. I played college football for 1 year, and that was the only reason I was there. And I ended up tearing my knee up and never went back. So,
Oh, no, I'm so sorry.
It's all good. Everything happens for a reason, and it all worked out in the end. So no complaints.
Mm-hmm.
Now, given your background and all the family members that's in the profession, once you eventually made it into the profession, was it what you thought it would be?
It was better. Honestly, like, I have such a cool job. I really do. Like, even though it's been a tough year, 2 years, I can never see myself doing something else. People always ask me, like, Toni, like, you know, if you weren't a police officer, like, what would you do? And I'm like, geez, I don't know, stay at home mom. Like, I'm, you know, eventually when I have kids,
yeah.
And that's all I want to do. Like, I remember when I was a probationary officer, I just remember like going like lights and sirens, and I'm like, whoa, I'm like looking at my TO, my training officer.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this is cool. And he's like, what? Like, look at me like, kid, like, this is what you signed up for. And I'm like, yeah, but this is cool. So it's just, I love my job. I love it.
That's awesome. Keep that attitude, because, you know, we have those stages as we go through the career, and that starts to fade as time goes on. So whatever you do, try to maintain that, because you will have a much happier life by keeping that attitude. Trust me.
Yeah. And trying not to let the job get to you too. Like,
yeah.
That's a major thing. Like, don't take it home. And like, I try to keep the mentality of it is what it is. And, you know, I really rely on my family, my friends, you know, other coworkers. Like, I mean, we've all been there. We've all had like horrible days at work where you're like, man, like, this just sucks.
Yeah.
You're like, and then you're thinking to yourself, like, you're working a ton of radio calls. It's not like a day we can even go get lunch. And then you're thinking like, man, the city is definitely getting their money worth out of me. Like, this is not fair.
I mentioned that you're a competitive shooter. Now, for the listener, I highly encourage you to go over and check out Tony on Instagram, and you will see why I said the things I said about this being a fun interview, because this young lady is full of personality. She has a very contagious smile, and I called her an influencer before we started recording here, and she said she hates that term, but she is. She's an influencer, whether she wants to admit it or not. And that's a good thing, because I think there's a lot of young ladies out there that may look up to you for what you do. You know, now competitive shooting, how did you get into that?
It's super funny. So everybody always asks me, like, Tony, like, when did you start shooting? Like, did you shoot when you were younger? You know, like when you just started walking? And I'm like, nah, dog. Like, I started shooting like 5 years ago.
Really?
So yeah. So like my dad, if you're listening to this, you failed me. You failed me. Okay. No, he's a great dad. I love him. He's my best friend. But you know what? He never took me shooting, like ever. He never took me shooting growing up. And then I was working. I was actually towards the end of my probation for my agency. And, you know, they were having like a gun expo at our firing range. So my partner at the time was like, hey, we're going. And I was like, all right, cool. So, you know, we go over there and, you know, they got like the table set up. You literally just like, hey, can I shoot that? You're like, yeah, Ubi, go ahead. And you're like, okay. You're just like letting down everything. It was fun. And then one of my other partners was like, hey, that's Terran Tactical over there. And I'm like, who? Because I live under a rock, okay? If you were like, hey, do you know Keanu Reeves? I would have been like, who's that? Like, I really live under a rock, okay? Don't take offense to anything, guys. And long story short, that's where I met Terran. For people who don't know who Terran Tactical is, it's another company for competitive shooters. He also trains Keanu Reeves, Joe Rogan, Halle Berry, a bunch of actors for their upcoming roles or just other celebrities. And long story short, I was like, I don't know who that is. And he's like, go take a photo. And I was like, no, like that's good. That's going to be awkward. Like, I don't know who that is. So my friend forced me to like go up there and I was like, hi, sir, can I get a photo? And he's like, yeah, sure. You know, and I'm in uniform and he's like, hey, like, why don't you come to my range and, you know, just come out and shoot. And I was like, no, like, you know, cause I feel like, you know, I don't know. I never like it when people kind of like offer things to me because I don't want to be like taking advantage of somebody. And I feel like I'm putting people out. So I was like, no, like I'm okay. Next thing I know, my friend is like giving me the death grip on my arm and he's like, take his number. And I was like, okay, sir, thank you very much. And then, you know, I just went over to Terran's range and then he was like, hey, like you're pretty decent. Like, do you want to, you know, be a part of this and be a competitive shooter? And I was like, oh, sure. I got nothing else going on. So that's where it started. And then, yeah. And then I just fell in love with shooting. And it's so funny because some people say I picked it up quick. And I'm like, no, you don't understand. Like, I'm just really bad at everything else. And somehow this clicked for me.
I love it. Now, let's get back to this influencer thing. How did that tie into the guns? When did you realize that you were onto something there?
It honestly just happened. I always rely on the whole thing that I'm like, hey guys, like I'm just a cop. Like that's all I am. Like I don't have any sort of like training or experience in like influencing work, modeling, or any of that. So just kind of like rolling with the punches. And I always thought of the whole like Instagram thing as something really fun. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I slowly started to realize like, hey, I'm getting like more messages of people saying like, hey, my daughter who's like 8 years old is watching you. And she really like looks up to you because you're a police officer and you also shoot guns. And I was like, oh my gosh, I was like, that's so sweet. So I guess I started realizing from there. And then I started to like, I don't know, I got really blessed.
Yeah.
Honestly, I truly, truly, truly got blessed. Thank you, Lord, for that.
Yeah. So. Yeah. That's awesome. And we've talked about it a couple of times now. I usually wait till the end here. But if you can do me a favor, can you give out your Instagram handle so the listeners can go over and follow you and check out your profile and everything?
Yeah, absolutely. So my Instagram handle is Tony McBride Official, TonyMcBride, and then official. And then you'll see this chick with like long black hair.
She's doing her things, guys. And I'm going to put a link to that down in the show notes. So again, make sure you go over and check her out and see what she has going on. I'm going to go ahead and get into my first segment, Tony. And this is what I call dig deeper.
Ready.
Okay. this is what I call dig deeper. This is when I get nosy and I go poking around my guest's social media and I find certain posts and I craft questions around them. Okay.
Okay. I'm already like, okay.
And the first post of yours I want to ask you about, this was a picture of you in a Budweiser t-shirt and a cowboy hat. And the caption, you remember that post?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And the caption was, "I promise you, if you don't take yourself too seriously, you'll have more fun." And my first question to you around that post is, outside of shooting, what else do you do for fun?
Oh, I thought you were going to be like, "Tony, did you watch the first episode of Yellowstone?" I was going to be like, "You bet I did, Anthony." What do you do outside of it? I was like so ready for you to say that. Some people that don't know Yellowstone, it's a great TV show and it's about cowboys, okay? So like, I guess outside of like shooting, I literally hit up my best friend, Jasmine, and I'm like, "Yo, we're going on an adventure today." She's like, "Ah," Tony, I'm like, "Yep, get in the car." And I'll just be like, "Hey, like, let's go to this place that's like 2.5 hours away or 3 hours away. And we'll just like do these like fun, like little adventures." If I'm not even doing shooting, I'm usually taking my cute, adorable little Aussie butt.
Okay.
And his name is Danny Boy. He's like 2 years old now and he's getting a little bit chunky. So we're trying to like take him more on like hikes and just getting like more out there. It's funny, like as soon as I get home, I'll be home for like an hour or so, like when I was living with my parents. And they're like, I'm like, "Okay, I'm going to leave." And they're like, "You're never home." And I'm like, "I know. Like, I have to be doing something. I need to like be going out doing something."
Yeah. Yeah. I can see that in you. I can see where you stay busy. Have you always been spontaneous like that? Just taking the trips and things like that?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, I hate being home all the time.
Okay.
I just think there's so much opportunity out there. The world is so gorgeous. So you need to go out there and use your time and like get your butt out there.
Yeah.
So I guess I've always been kind of spontaneous. Plus, I have my best friend's dad's number. So when she says no, I just call him and I'm like, "Hey, tell Jasmine she's getting in the car." And then he's like, "Jasmine, go, you're going." So.
Oh, man, that's funny. Another question I want to ask you around that pose. What was the most recent thing that happened in your life outside of work where you had to be serious?
During that post?
Nope, just anything in your life, a moment in your life recently outside of work where you had to be serious.
I don't even know. Like when you said outside of work, I'm like, oh, even at work, like, I mean, I'm serious at some points and then other times I'm just like, hey,
yeah.
But I don't even know. I want to say like, crap, like when I'm ordering my coffee, because I don't want them to mess it up. And like, this is the start of your day. Like, yeah. This is very serious to me. Oh gosh, probably when I'm yelling at Daniel, my dog, Danny, like this boy, he like loves to just pee on everything. People too. He pees on people. Okay. That's when I'm probably serious.
Oh man. I love it. I love it. Last question around that post. What's your favorite beer?
Oh my gosh. You're going to laugh so hard. I don't drink beer.
Really?
But... I don't. No, I don't drink beer, but Budweiser is just very American.
Okay.
And I'm pro-American and I just love my country. So I'm like, Budweiser, baby. And then it's funny. I hate beer. Something I guess kind of close to beer is dirty kombucha. So what's dirty that? Kombucha. It's like, have you heard of kombucha?
No.
It's like a probiotic. It's like a fizzy, yummy drink. But then they like put alcohol in it or something. So... Okay. Mostly, I do a bunch of mules. I know. I like let people down so much right now. Like, damn, she doesn't drink beer. I'm like, no, I'm not a bro, guys. I'm sorry.
No, it's all good. All good. I want to ask you about another post. This was a picture of you at the range, and you had on an all black outfit, and you were holding a rifle, which describes a lot of your pictures.
But... I was gonna say, I'm like, that's all of them. It's consistency, baby.
But the caption was. What a huge honor. I was nominated in the Gundy Awards as most influential female of the year in the gun industry. I can't thank you all enough for the support. Believe me, you guys are the absolute best. You recall that post?
I do, yeah.
Okay. And my first question around that post is, well, first of all, did you win?
No. So actually, the voting is still going on. So okay. You guys can go to Vote Gundy's. Or just go to my profile. I have a link there. So go ahead and vote for me. You get 15 votes a day. And the voting ends, I believe, January. It's at the end of January.
Okay.
I know that. And then they basically announce, you know, the top four winners of each category. And then you can like go to Texas and shoot out of tanks and like have a good time. So I'm like, what? Like, you get to shoot out of tanks? So now I'm like, guys, rally the troops, rally the troops. Let's get the boats in. So I was just like, more like, what? I even got nominated. And then I looked into it more and I was like, there's tanks. And I was like, ma, go get grandma on Facebook or Gmail or anything to vote. So.
And I'll put a link to that down in the show notes also. So you guys go over and please vote for Toni so that she can win. And I got it. This is,
please do.
This is unrelated to that, but I have to ask. I remember the first time I had a young female partner. And she was brand new on the job. And I was a grumpy old man by that time. And and the conversation went like this when we got in the car. Don't touch the radio. Don't say anything. Just sit there.
Yep. That's exactly how it was sometimes. Now, definitely. They're like, you're just there to fill the seat. Okay.
Now, I have to ask, given all of your energy and all of your enthusiasm. Have you had an experience like that with the grumpy old man from the department yet? And how did that go?
Oh, yeah. Oh my gosh. Well, me, I get super like bored like very easily. So I'll be in the car, like especially on patrol. And on patrol, you know, I mean, as a probationary officer, you have to be very serious. Okay. Mm-hmm. So like I have to hide some of my excitement and stuff. But then other times it's going to leak out. I remember, like, I don't know why, it just popped in my head. So, I actually remember two times. Now I feel bad. So, again, I'm on probation. And he's, like, kind of like a gruffy old man. And I was like, oh, it's okay. I'm like, let's go, partner. We're going to save some lives and change some lives. That was, like, my slogan, right? And he's like, all right, just get in the car. And so it was, like, really quiet. So I'm, like, here tapping my hands, you know. I'm like, all right. And then I was like, sir, Is this like a gang area? Like, is it really dangerous here? And he's like, yeah, you know, like there's a lot of shootings in this area, you know, a lot of high crime. And I was like, oh, okay. I didn't say anything. And then I just put my hand over to where like you lock the doors. So you just hear the doors go click. And then he looks at me. I'm like, now we're safe. And he's like, what the heck? He's like, you're the police. And I was like, now we're safe. We're okay now. And he's like, what the heck? And then this is kind of dumb, but like, we're walking out of a radio call. I was working watch 3, which is the night shifts. And I didn't see that the sidewalk, I don't know why, okay, but on probation, I fell a lot, okay? Like, I don't know what happened. I think it was maybe the belt, but I was always tripping over things. So here I am. My partner is like a few steps ahead of me and I'm behind him. And we're just walking and all of a sudden, like, I just tripped. Like, I didn't see that the sidewalk was having some construction. So I literally fell on the ground. So me, I'm like laughing and I said something like, I was like, hey, partner, I'm down. And then he's like, what? And he like comes flying around. And I was like, no, it's a joke. It's a joke. And then he's like, oh my gosh. And I was like, sorry. And I was like, partner, I did scrape my knee though. And then he's like, oh, get in the car, kid. Get in the car. Like, it was literally, and it was so funny because most of my partners, they'd be like, McBride, how old are you? And at the time I was like, sir, I just turned 21. And they're like, my youngest kid is still older than you. And I was like, that's cool. So it's kind of like take your kid to work day, huh? And he's like, don't talk anymore.
I'll tell you, the young lady that I had that first encounter with, we end up writing again later on. It was about 2 weeks later. And she later confessed to me. She goes, I have to admit to you, for the first month, I was petrified of you. I didn't want to come near you. I didn't want to have anything to do with you. And we end up getting partnered up again, and our first run was an alarm at a office building. It had just finished raining. She gets in the car. She doesn't say anything, and we're walking a little bit behind her, and we're coming up to this puddle, and all of a sudden, as we get to the puddle, she just jumps in it, and water just goes all over me.
What was your response?
All I could do was start laughing. And from that day on, we were good friends. We never had an issue. Aww. After that. Yeah, we ended up naming her Callie Poo. That was her nickname. We ended up calling her Callie Poo, but she was like our little sister. You know, from that
That's
moment,
so sweet.
Yeah, from that moment, I couldn't do anything but laugh. You know, so, but. Yeah. When you told me the story about falling down, that's what reminded me of that. Getting back to this post, my first question around that is, who's been the most influential person in your life?
My dad. I love my dad. Some of you people may have seen him on Fox News or other type of news channels. He's with our union, so he does a lot of, interviews, stuff like that. But my dad didn't do that growing up. He was actually a patrol officer, or he was undercover. And growing up, my dad would always tell us like the certain cases he was on or just how much he would help people. And I seriously look up to him so much. My dad's the greatest person I've ever met. He's so nice. And it's funny because he looks so mean. Like, if you were to just look at him, like, because he's, you know, he's got sleeve tattoos. He's, you know, white, bald head, and he's got a goatee going on. And, you know, he looks like Stone Cold Steve Austin's little brother. And he does like this face where I'm like, Dad, smile. He always does this. Like, this is his smiling face. He's like, I'm like, Dad, no, you're not smiling. But he's just, I really do. Like, he's my best friend. I tell my dad everything.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. I have two girls myself. They're both grown now. And we don't get into conversations like that because they know me. I'm kind of, again, I'm kind of the old school type person. And, you know, they know if they want to have a really, if it's something serious, you know, they can come to me and talk to me about anything. But if it's just like the stuff that dads don't need to hear about, they know they don't come to me with that. They go to their mother because
really,
yeah, because they know my advice is going to be get over it, do this, do that. I'm going to tell them what they do instead of listening to them, which is what they want. They just want someone to listen to them, and I'm going to try to fix it. And they don't want it to be fixed. They just want somebody to listen to. So
yeah. Oh, that's funny. My dad kind of does that too. Like, I'll be telling him and he's like, no, this is what you need to do. And I'm like, Dad, no, stop. You're just listening right now. Okay. You're just existing. And then he's like, oh, he's like, go ahead, Tony. And I'm like, okay, back to my story. So what do I do about this? And he's like what I just said. And I was like, well, I don't like that answer. I was like, I'm gonna go call somebody else. I'm like notorious for doing that. My family knows. I'll be like, hey, what do you think about this? And I'm like, I don't like that answer. I'm gonna ask somebody else. And they're like, That's not how it works.
Are you the youngest?
Yeah, I think that's where I get all my personality from.
Okay.
Yeah. My sister, she's actually a registered nurse in California. She's insanely smart, so I definitely did not get any of that. And she's just more quiet, you know, a little bit more reserved. So I guess, you know, me growing up, I was like, don't worry, sis, I got you.
Yeah, it's funny how that happens because my girls are the same way. My oldest, the minute she walks in the room, you know she's there. The youngest, she can be in the room for 2 hours. You wouldn't even realize she was there.
So. No, really?
Yeah.
That's like my sister and I for sure. Yeah, Jackie is just extremely quiet. But I always tell people, she's the smartest person I know. Yeah. Like, she really is like freaking smart. She actually graduated top of her nursing class, summa cum laude, and then top of her nursing honors society. And I'm like, dude, I barely passed high school, bro. Like, what the heck? So, and it was actually funny because at my sister's university graduation, like, you know, it's all beautiful. Everyone's like all dressed up. And I turned to my parents. I was like, hey, I was like, make sure you guys really enjoy this event. All right. Because you're not going to get another one with me. And they're just like, Tony. And I'm like, nah, like, soak it all in right now. Okay. It's done. It ends here.
I told you guys this was going to be a fun interview. Oh, man. Tony, you're killing me.
I blame the coffee I got earlier.
I love it, though. That's awesome. That is fantastic. I want to ask you about a couple more posts. And this one, the next one was a selfie of you in plain clothes. It looks like you were working some type of detail. And the caption was, hope everyone is having a good day. I started reading some of the comments to that. And a couple of the comments that I pulled out were, the first one was, I'll definitely let you cuff me. The next one was, how does it feel to be?
I was like, oof. Sorry, I let that one slide.
Nope, because that's kind of the reaction I expected. Because the next one was, how does it feel to be the woman with the most beautiful feet in America? Please answer me. And the last one was, I have an outstanding warrant. Come find me. And these were the comments to your post there. And my question to you is, what's the funniest or the corniest pickup line you've heard since you've been on a job?
I don't even know. Like, there's some of them where people like type me them and like in your DMs, like it isn't like if you were to view it, it doesn't tell the person that you've seen it because it's still a request. Mm-hmm. I freaking screenshot one of them because it was so funny. And I was like, guys, I was like, sister snaps to this guy because that actually was a pretty good one. I forgot what it was, though, but I'll have to get back to you on that, though.
Okay. And that caught my attention because I had another young lady on the podcast, Brianna, and I asked her a similar question, and the comment that she got from a gentleman, and I end up titling the episode this, was, "You look like you drink tea."
What?
That was his line to hit on her. "You look like you drink tea."
What the heck? That's like, that leaves so much for like interpretation. Like, what do you mean? Like, what kind of tea?
Exactly. I think he was implying that you're healthy looking. I think that was that's what he was implying, but I'm not sure. And she wasn't sure.
I mean, like,
either.
British.
Right.
Like, you look at you and you're like, oh, are you British?
Oh, man, that's funny.
I'm trying to see, like, I'm going through my screenshots right now. If I come up with it, I'm okay. Going to tell you.
Okay. Yeah. Let me know. But I want to ask you about one more post here. And okay. This was just a simple picture of you with that big smile. And the caption was, "How I feel going into this week with some goals set in place. I just started reading one of Tony Robbins' books. So far, I'm loving it. What are some of your goals? Could be short term or long term. Comment below. I love getting to know you guys." You recall that post?
I do. Yeah.
Okay. And my first question is your question. What are some of your goals?
Okay. Let's do this, baby. All right. So it's funny that you say that because about 10 minutes before I jumped on with you, I was actually talking to my personal trainer, Addie, and she just texted me my new food plan. So I'm going to start working on that. I mean, I've always been like, hey, I need to eat healthy, but I want to make sure I'm eating the right foods in the right amount and be like equal and all of that. So I'm really going to focus on that. You know, I go to the gym consistently as well. I just want to make sure I'm maintaining that. Mm-hmm. And one thing I want to do for sure is, you know, it's no secret that, you know, law enforcement is facing an ugly side of things right now, a lot of hate. And I want to make sure my goal is to just stay in this positive attitude and, you know, don't let the job get to me. And because work is sometimes like really annoying.
Yeah.
Wink, wink.
Yeah.
So I just want to make sure it doesn't get to me because my happiness is, it's way more important than a job. And even though I love my job with my entire heart and I love helping people, I feel like if I were to like lose myself in that, in the whole like how work is awful, then it's just, it's going to negatively like affect me and stuff. So my goal this year is to not let work get to me. What else? I just want to travel more. Honestly, like I need to like kidnap my friend more and then just like go on trips. So my sister, she's so random. She just got her new schedule for work.
Okay.
And like literally she just got it. And it's so unusual for her to do this. And I was like, oh, so like, what are you going to do next week? She's like, oh, I'm going to Hawaii. And I'm like, the what? And she's like, yeah, you know, I saw I got like 5 days off, so I'm just going to go. And I was like, is it expensive? Like, now I'm thinking like, should I go? And she's like, no, Tony, you're not going. You're not going with me. But yeah, I just want to be more spontaneous like that, like do like more traveling in that sense. My spontaneous trips are usually within like 3 hours of where I live.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's kind of it. I just want to spread more love, honestly. I really do. And I really want to spread the word of God this year. I truly do. I don't know if you're a Christian or if you're religious, but recently in 2020, I got more into my faith and I would love to spread the word of God.
That's awesome. And again, just to reinforce what you said about the job, trust me, as someone that has gone through it, please, whatever you do, try to not allow the job to change you for the worse, because it will happen. It can happen if you're not aware that it's happening to you. And I know, and I'm not going to share the story again because I've told it 10,000 times on the podcast, but my last 5 years, I was very unhappy. I was to the point where I hated people. But the funny thing about it, going back to God, I ended up in a position that I hated being in because of some health issues. But it wasn't until the last day that I realized why God had put me through the things that I had gone through the previous 5 years. And it all came down to about 8 months before I retired. A young lady comes in with her 12-year-old son and her mother. And she says, "I'm leaving him here. I can't control him. He hits me. He hits my mom. You do whatever you want to do with him." And I was already having a rough day. So I took this young man aside and I looked at him and I said, "Go ahead, hit me." And he starts clenching his fist and he starts crying. And I said, "What are you crying for? You were a man when you were punching on your mother and your grandmother. Now you have a man in your face and you want to cry. Go ahead. I'm going to give you one swing and then I'm going to wear your ass out." And he just continues to cry. And we end up talking for about 30 minutes. Long story short, last thing I said to him before they left was, "Look, I don't know you. You don't know me. But if I get an inkling that you put your hands on another human being, I will personally track you down and beat your ass." That was the last thing I said to him. The day that I retired, they were having a reception for me at the station. He and his mom came in and brought me a card. And his mom said, "Can I give you a hug? And I just want to say thank you. Because since that day you've talked to my son, he's doing better in school. He's been more respectful at home. The whole shebang." And it was that moment I realized that the 5 years of hell that I went through was so that I could be in that position when they came through that door that day, you know, and, you know, so, so, you know, and it's just funny how things work out. I believe everything happens to us for a reason. And my whole soapbox here, just to get back to my original point, don't let the job change you. You have a great outlook, a great personality. Don't let this job change you because it can. I'm sure your dad has told you this, you know, because you will see it.
Yeah, he's more of like, just get it done. Let's go. Come on. You know, but no, I completely agree with you. I mean, it's so, I don't know. I mean, it's funny. Like me, like when I go to work, I'm more worried about like my other officers and my partners. Cause I'm like, hey, like I really exercise a lot. Like if you guys need anything, if you need someone to talk to, if, you know, if you can always come to me, if you don't want to talk to me, like I will find you someone to talk to. Like if we're not checking in on each other, no one is.
Yeah.
And it's so important that we back each other in the sense of like, you know, just checking in on each other. And then another thing just to add, you know, when I started the job, my dad always told me like, you know, make sure you're treating every radio call as if that person has never called the police before, because that one time that they call you, that's what they're going to always remember.
Yep.
If you were like a butt face to them, or if you it showed like you didn't care about them, it could be as simple as like, "Hey, like my car was broken into. Like I've never been a victim before." You know, to them, they're kind of like, "Oh my gosh, like somebody just, you know, went into my personal things." And then to us, we're like, "Oh, it's just a BFMV. Like, All right, it's just property. What do you not give me a registration? All right, here we go." And so, you know, just try to always remember like this might be someone's first time calling the police. No matter how small it is, it's a lot to them.
Yeah. And again, for those that listen to the podcast on a regular basis, you know, I have a saying when it comes to that. Every interaction leaves an impression, whether it's good, bad, or otherwise. So that's my soapbox for that. I want to go ahead and get to my next segment. All right. And this is the really fun part. This is what I call random seven. These are just seven totally random questions. They're electronically generated. I don't know what they are until they pop up. All right. So,
okay, I'm scared. Let's go, baby.
So the first one, has anyone ever started a rumor about you? And if so, what was it about?
Yes, but I can't say it.
Okay, that's cool. That's cool.
Okay, let me try to think of another. Like the first one I thought was, yeah. And I was like, that was dumb. And I was like, of course, like whatever now. Has anyone ever started a rumor about me? Okay, how about one that I've actually heard of? Because apparently I don't hear them. That was only one that I heard. And when someone told me, I was like, what? I was like, you're a loon. I was like, of course not. But I can't say it. Sorry, guys.
No, it's all good. I get it. That's cool.
Yeah.
Next question. Describe your sense of humor in one word.
Goofy. Like, I feel like I'm just goofy. Like, I make so many weird faces and like, something that I do to my boyfriend a lot, and he's like, why are you the way that you are? And I'm like, no, I just do this, like where you put your upper lip like above like where your teeth are, so you're kind of like, why? So I just like, he'll be like, hey, Tony. And I turn with that face and he's like, where are you?
Now that you mention that, I think I got to go back and look at my Instagram, but I think I usually give an officer a shout out of the day. I think I gave you a shout out and I think I used that picture of you making that face. I'm almost certain you were making that face when I gave you the picture that I chose.
I can't take myself too seriously. I'm just like, I remember this one time, not to go too off topic, but I was doing a modeling gig, you know, and we're literally, the photographer is a really good friend of mine. And I had a bunch of people around me and the photographer was like, okay, so like, just shake it out and then just like, look at the camera. So me, I'm like, bro, you're giving me the opportunity right now. So everyone's watching me. So I'm just like this, like, and then he's like, what is? And everyone's like laughing, like, oh shit. Cause you know, they're very used to like serious models and like, this is what they do. And I'm like, bro, like, I'm sorry. Like, I'm just a cop, you know, I'm just playing the part as a model. But we actually, it ended up, we got some really great shots out of it, but
that's awesome.
I just can't take myself too seriously. I'm too goofy.
That's awesome. And you know what? Don't ever lose that, because that will take you a long way on the street. I mean, the interactions that you will have, people will love that, because that's totally opposite from what they usually get when they deal with the police. So use that to your advantage.
Yeah, it's not like I can look hard and like be like a serious officer. I mean, look at me. When I put on my uniform, I look 12. So, you know, they can be like, I literally, Anthony, when I first started as a probationary officer, I would try to be like, hey, sir, I was like, sir, like, you know, put your hands behind your back, this and that, you know, like give all the commands. And he's like, you fake cop. I think he was 5150. But he was like, nah, you ain't no cop. Like, you're a fake cop. You're too young. He's like, I'll listen to him. And I was like, what? And he like, just didn't believe I was a cop. And I was like, I looked at my partner like, that's not nice. Like, sir, like.
Oh, man, that's funny. I bet you the 8 hours, 10 hours go by real fast when you're in the car.
We have a lot of fun, that's for sure.
That's good. Next question. If you could call yourself when you were 15 years old, what would you tell yourself?
Start shooting. No. Or kid, you can tell your dad you can quit softball. my dad was my coach from like literally since like life, like start of life. And then we just kept playing softball for like the longest time. And I didn't have the heart. Like, I'm talking winter ball, all stars, regular season, like travel. And I didn't have the heart to tell my dad, like, dad, I don't want to play anymore. So I would be like, kid, it's okay. Just tell him, like, we're done.
That's
you don't
awesome.
Have to suffer anymore.
I like that. I like that, because it reminds me of my daughter when they did gymnastics. She hated it and she wanted to quit so bad, but she didn't tell us.
Oh, yeah. Totally. We do it for the parents.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we get into it more than you guys do. Next question, Tony. If you had to join a circus, what type of performer would you be?
Something with fire.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like when they like maybe like toss it and stuff, like, I'd probably do that, because I feel like you'd get some really cool photos out of it. I'm not flexible. I can't even touch my toes. So, or maybe like something with elephants.
Okay.
Because I feel like they'd be nice.
Yeah. I told you this was just random questions, off the wall questions. So
I'm literally giving you like the first thing that comes to mind, too.
That's cool. I like it. Couple more here. Would you rather your eyes have night vision capabilities or your ears have sonar capabilities?
No way. Night vision. All the way, baby. All the way. Because you know why? If you hear something go bump in the night and like you're in bed, you kind of want to like almost like pretend like, hey, I didn't hear you, ghost. Like, okay. You know, because it's, and you know, the lights are off.
Right.
I'm serious. This is a thing.
Right.
I'm not the only person. And you're kind of like, haha. And then you start like overheating, right? Because now you're panicking. Like, fuck, is this ghost going to like come and get me? Is he going to like take my sheep? So if I had night vision, I would easily just be like, I see you, ghost. Like, you're tiny or something. So yeah, not at all would I use it for like shooting, you know, or anything like that. No, strictly to
that's
see
what I thought you
what
would
the
say.
Noise was in my house.
That's exactly what I thought you would say for shooting, but was not expecting a ghost response.
Oh yeah. If you know me, you know that I hate anything supernatural. Like, if someone's like, oh yeah, this like house is haunted, like let's go see it, I'll be like, no.
All right.
No. I'm gonna, or like any sort of movie.
I'm gonna tell you a story, and this is gonna sound crazy, but this really happened. One night I was working.
Don't freak me out.
Huh? What'd you say?
Don't freak me out. Oh my gosh. Okay, let's hear it. I love hearing stories though.
One night I was working, it was a Sunday night or Saturday night, and we were real busy. It started to slow down about 3 or 4 in the morning. I was working midnights at the time, and it was myself and 2 other guys. I was riding single and they were riding double. And there was this old nursing home that was vacant that we used to go behind just to park and just to chill out for a little bit. Mm-hmm. So we're all back there. The sun's coming up. It's about 6:30 in the morning. And all of a sudden we all just get quiet and we look at each other. And my one buddy says, am I crazy or did I just see what I think I just saw? And me and the other guy was like, we all must be crazy because we just saw it too. And what we saw was this little old lady in this plaid nightgown walking through this vacant building, and she just disappeared. Now, here's where it gets freaky. The next night that we're working, our buddy Sam, who was not working the day before, comes into work and he says, guys, listen, I've been up with the kids all day. I'm tired as hell. I'm going to go over to the nursing home, grab a couple of hours. Can you guys cover some runs for me? Sure. So he goes do his thing. We're covering runs. It gets busy as heck. We don't see Sam all night until the next morning. We all meet up for breakfast. Sam comes in and he's extremely quiet. And we're like, what's wrong with you? And he says, man, y'all going to think I'm fucking crazy. But I was over at the nursing home last night and I woke up and there's this old lady in this plaid gown standing in front of the car. And all of a sudden she just flew over the top of the car. I shit you not. I kid you not.
Oh my gosh. I'd rather have your guys' story than his experience. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, no. And it's, dude, honestly, I feel like people don't understand too. Like, I feel like there's so many police officers that have so many like supernatural stories, like they experience things.
Yeah.
I would ask, you know, like the old timers too, like, hey, like, you know, cause I'm in the car with them, like, hey, like, have you ever experienced that? You know, cause I'm like, ooh, scary. And they're like, no, seriously, like, it's a thing. Like, we really do like encounter like weird, like ghostly things. And I'm like, okay. And I'm like, what was that address on? I'm not going there.
And I know that sounds crazy, but that actually happened. I know it sounds crazy as hell.
Believe it.
You know, but
yeah,
people thought we were nuts. They're like, what have you guys been smoking all night? But it actually happened.
Oh, yeah. So nowadays, you know, police officers have body worn video. So I'm like, man, like, I don't really like it because I'm like, I talk to myself sometimes and they're like, oh, like, I'll do this, whatever. So now I think I just, you know, I use it like a weird, like a blog almost. So now I'll just start talking to it like, hey guys, like, what should I order? You know, so a really quick story. We're on a radio call, abandoned house to the left of the location that we're meeting at. We talk with the person reporting and she's like, yeah, she's like, this is the abandoned house. I thought I saw some people in there. And then she says, yeah, but like, you know, about like what happened last October. And my partner's like, yeah, I'm aware of it. And they kind of seemed like eerie. So I'm looking at him like, what happened last October? Like, what do you mean? And as we're walking over there, it's straight up like abandoned, creepy ass house, like from the movie It. And he's like, yeah, well, you know, someone had, you know, committed suicide in this house. And so they think it's haunted. And I'm like, what do you mean it's haunted? And so I have my body worn on and he's like, yeah, like we just got to go check it out. I'm like, okay. So now I'm like talking and I'm like, all right, guys, like I'm kind of like putting my head down towards the camera so it can hear me because I'm like whispering now.
Yeah.
I'm like, please, Lord, baby Jesus, don't let there be anything in here. All right, guys, we're going to do this together. Let's go. And then I just started, I was like, anybody in there? Come out. And then you just hear me saying, if you're a ghost, stay in there. Please don't show yourself. Don't do it. And then my partner's looking at me like, Tony, like, no. And I was like, no, I'm serious. So we ended up just like, it was okay. Like no one was in there. And then we left. And I was like, sir, I can't go back there. Like I got some bad vibes from there. And he's like, you're just, all right, kid, just let's go to the next call.
Oh man, that's funny.
Oh my gosh.
All right, Tony, two
I
more
get
here.
Out, though. Okay.
The next one. Do you or would you ever discuss your exes with your current significant other?
Oh, yeah, I do. Yeah. Well, my boyfriend, he's my best friend. So, okay. You know, it's just natural to be like, oh, wow, like you did that. My ex-boyfriend would never do that. Like, you're so considerate. Like, thank you. Yeah, like it's fine.
Okay. I know some people are iffy about things like that, but that's cool.
Yeah. I feel like if you're like, no, I would never do it, like ever, no. And I'm like, that's not really like, that was a part of your life. There's right. not, you know, there's nothing bad about it. It was just, you know, experiences and something that you had like a foreign person and they're just gone now. So I feel like it's important to kind of like talk about that too. Not all the time, you know, yeah. You ain't no creep, but like, you know, I think it's okay.
I hear you. Last one.
But it's not okay for my boyfriend to tell me about his girlfriends. No, that's where I draw the line, okay? It's a one-way street. He knows this too.
Oh, you're being serious.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, he'll tell me something. And I was like, huh. I was like, why do you remember that? And then he's like, but Tony. And I'm like, I'm just saying. I'm throwing it out there. I'm like, okay.
Is he a cop by chance?
Gosh, no. Okay. No, he's a fireman.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Last one. If you were guaranteed the correct answer to one question, what would you ask?
Honestly, the first thing I thought of was what's heaven like? Or can I get like a little peek at what heaven looks like? And then, because I feel like that would be so incredible. That would just, oh my gosh, that would be like the normal thing. I'd be like, can I just get a little peek? Like, yeah. Can I just see my dead dog from when I was younger? Like, can I just see him? I miss him. And then probably my next question would be, do I live a full life? Like at the end of my days, and when I'm looking back, I'm like, did I ever live like a full life? And I want to have that answer now, because if it's a no, then I better get to it.
Yeah, that's a good answer. I like that. All right, Tony, last segment. And this is my rapid fire round. This is what I call this or that. I'm simply going to give you two topics. Just pick one. You don't have to explain why. Okay?
Okay.
All right, the first one.
Ready.
Red wine or white wine?
Red.
Soft tacos or crunchy tacos?
Crunchy, baby.
Freckles or dimples?
Freckles.
Screen calls or just answer?
Just answer.
Flip-flops or tennis shoes?
Tennis shoes.
Sense of humor or sense of style?
Humor, all the way.
Hot sauce, yes or no?
Hell yeah.
My girl. Forgive or hold a grudge?
Hold on, drive. No, I'm just kidding. No, just try and forgive on some things.
Last two, organized or messy?
Are we describing me?
However you want to take
it. Okay. Crap. Okay. If we're describing me, I'm messy. Okay.
And the last one, honesty or loyalty?
Loyalty.
Everyone seems to pick loyalty.
Yeah. Because I mean, if they're always loyal to you, they'll always be honest, I feel.
I guess that's true. All right.
That's how I think of it.
Listen, I appreciate your time. I definitely appreciate you hopping on here with me. Once again, if you don't mind, can you share your social media so people can go over and check you out?
Absolutely. So guys, my Instagram handle is Tony McBride Official. And then I'm also on YouTube now. So make sure you go over there, subscribe, like, and all that fun jazz with YouTube. It's just under Tony McBride. I'm on both of those social media platforms. So you can find me there. I do monitor a lot of my comments on Instagram. So if you ever want to reach out to me or ask me questions, feel free to leave me a comment and I will definitely get back to you guys.
For sure. And go watch the Santa Claus pillow fight.
When I'm attacking people randomly.
Yeah. And once again, I told you I go through all your social media. Once again, guys. There's going to be links to all of that down in the show notes. Please, please, please go over, follow Tony, check her out, leave her comments, like her stuff. Tony, I appreciate you taking time out of your day to come on the podcast and kick it with me. Any last words before we go?
Just thank you so much for reaching out to me, Anthony. You are the nicest person ever. You're so fun to talk to. Just thank you so much for having me. Thank God bless you.
Yeah, thank you. And I have to be honest, when I reach out to certain people to ask them to come on the podcast, especially quote influencers, you know, a lot of times I'm reluctant to because they have all these followers and everything. And a lot of people think they're just doing it for clout and things like that. But no, it's because I know that you're going to make a good interview. And every time someone that comes on that is quote, and I'm gonna stop calling you an influencer because you don't really like it, but someone with your status comes on.
I'm just a police officer, that's all.
Don't ever say that. You're more than just a police officer. Don't ever say that. You are so much more than just a police officer. Trust me.
Oh, I really am just a cop. Everything else is just extra and blessings.
Yeah, police work is what you do. It's not who you are.
Amen to that, though. Amen.
You know? Mm-hmm. So, but again, I appreciate you. Guys, once again, please go over, follow this young lady. Tony, please stay safe out there. Guys, listen, if you have not heard by now, I am going to be launching the Off Duty Podcast VIP membership. With that, you're going to get a whole bunch of stuff, vacations and all this other stuff. You're also going to get episodes that you do not get in the regular podcast. You're going to get topics that I'm going to be discussing that I do not discuss on the regular podcast, plus a whole bunch of other stuff. And it's only $7. So go over to the offdutypodcast.com/waitlist. Get on the list for that. Follow Tony, follow the podcast, leave us reviews. That's how we get found on all these platforms and everything. I appreciate everybody. You guys all stay safe, and I will see you all on the next episode. Take care. Bye-bye.